What were you arrested for?
Strangulation.
Who was the victim in that?
Ex-girlfriend.
His next lover helped pay his bond.
Didn't you ask the question? What are you on bail for?
Now.
Who are you?
His girlfriend.
He has a new one lined up.
You people must be idiots. He has a felony domestic violence where he got $50,000 bail. And you got him. Lucky you.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Ashley Henderson is suing her former friend, Randy Wade, for the return of bail money and money she gave him to buy a car for her.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 79 on the calendar, the matter Henderson versus Wade.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat, please.
Miss Henderson, the defendant is your ex-boyfriend. You claim he owes you some money, so I'm going to start with him because I have a few questions. One of the things that you claim he owes you for is a $200 bail payment.
Yes.
Okay. What were you arrested for, Mr. Wade, and when?
It's kind of personal, but it was...
It was what?
Strangulation, domestic assault, and that was November 4th of last year.
And who was the victim in that
Ex-girlfriend.
Case? How much was your bail?
$50,000.
Is that your first time?
Yes.
Involved with the criminal justice system?
No.
And you were paying off the bail bondsman?
Yes.
What happened with that case?
It's still pending.
Great. You came up a little short of $200 on a payment to the bail bondsman?
Yes.
And the plaintiff covered it for you?
No.
Did she pay it?
No.
Who did?
I did.
Mr. Wade, it's a very foolish thing to have a bad memory and to lie. So one of the things that you really should know when you come to court is you don't sign a sworn deposition that is different from what you tell the judge. Do you understand?
Yes.
That's a really good idea considering you still have this pending case. Now, you may get a judge that, you know, is going to believe everything, maybe doesn't read everything. You just told me she never paid the money. You paid it.
Correct.
That's what you told me. This is what you wrote in your answer. Ashley never loaned me any money for bail. I'd mentioned to her that I was concerned about making my next bail payment, and the next thing I knew, I found money in my glove compartment. I tried to give it back to her, but she had refused to take it and insisted that I use it to pay my bail.
That's all correct.
Would you like to see that this is what you signed? Before you say anything.
No, thank you.
That's what you signed.
That's a lie, Your Honor. I have proof.
What's a lie? I just agreed with you. So why would you...
About the glove box. I have a bank statement right here.
Fix those two things for me, sir.
There's nothing to fix. That's all correct.
What's all correct?
Everything that's written down on that paper.
That's written down in the paper, so she paid your bail.
She didn't pay my bail. She did leave money in my glove box. But I didn't pay my bail with that money.
Oh, you mean you took money and you exchanged the money? You're a real smart guy. Okay, now I know who I'm dealing with. Great! I knew I would find out quickly who I was dealing with. Who are you?
His girlfriend.
His girlfriend? You have another girlfriend? You people must be idiots. He has a felony domestic violence where he got $50,000 bail. What are you doing? Are you people out of your mind? Are you just dull-witted? $50,000 bail. Do you know how badly it must have been alleged that he hurt this former girlfriend? Do you have any clue? Duh. You too. Didn't you ask the question? Didn't you say to him, what are you on bail for?
No, I just never asked him.
You never asked him?
I should have, but I did not.
She knew.
The first thing that I would ask somebody if they say, I'm coming up a little short on bail. Bail! What are you kidding? Bail for what? Oh, I got a speeding ticket. Oh, well, that let him at least lie to you, but not even to ask. You have to be a dummy. It's $200. Now, Mr. Wade, I don't think that there's any issue that you should suspect that I like you in any way. I want you to get that from me. Now, the plaintiff also gave you other money, and I want you to tell me what you know about buying cars.
A lot.
A lot. Great. Most women don't know a lot about buying cars. Would you say that you know more than this one knows about buying cars?
Definitely.
Would you say you know more than what this one knows about buying cars?
Most definitely.
You knew more about what Miss Henderson knows about buying cars?
Of course.
She was in the market for a car because hers was not reliable. And she says that she gave you money towards a car to purchase for her. And in total, she gave you $2,500?
Yes.
In two different payments, $2,500. $1,500 once and then $1,000?
Actually, it was three payments. The first payment was $1,000, and then 2 days later, I paid him another $500, and then about a month later, I paid him another $1,000.
Now, why did you pay him this money in three payments?
Because the first time, I was just trying to get a vehicle, and I gave him $1,000, and I asked him if that was enough. And
do you need to find a vehicle for you?
Yes.
Because he's so smart.
Yes. And then that was enough, and then he showed me a vehicle, and he told me if I paid $500 more that he would be able to get the title for this car. And when he went and said that he paid the guy the money, he never got the title. And so then right there, I knew that was a red flag, that he didn't pay me.
That's like not asking what he was arrested for.
Yeah. And he never paid me for it. Or gave me the title for it, I'm sorry. And then he just kept showing me the car and kept telling me, like, oh, yeah, you're
showing you what car?
He showed me a vehicle. Showed me the vehicle. I have it in text messages, actually.
Can I see it?
Yes.
So this is the car he showed you?
Yes. And he told me it was $2,500 and that he knew the person that was selling it and that he would give me a deal for it. And so if I could come up with another $1,000, I couldn't pay it until I got my tax money. So I'd wait till I got my tax return to pay the rest of the money that I owed on it.
Did he ever bring the car over for you to see?
No.
Did you ever ask him the name of the guy who was the seller?
No.
I'd like to see the text messages that you have. Okay, now I'd like to hear your version, because you don't deny that she actually gave you this money, but you don't say it was for a car.
I suggested a car for her to purchase. I sent her that picture, suggested her to purchase this car. Why did I send that specific picture? Because I know a lot more about Grand Prix than any other vehicle.
What did she give you the money for?
She didn't give me money like that. It was in my glove box.
It was what?
It was in my glove box.
I think I always knew what the definition of a bum magnet was.
I'd like you to know I also have bank.
Shh. It's not what your text messages say, Mr. Wade. Do you understand? Do you have family?
Sure.
Hmm?
Yes.
Yes. Your parents?
Of course.
Are they living?
Yes.
Do they watch television?
Of course.
Do they watch me?
I don't
yes.
know. Yes.
Yes. Oh, sure. Well, they've got to watch now because you're on TV. So everybody knows that you're on $50,000 bail for a non-first-time offense. You probably beat up one and you hustled your ex-girlfriend out of more. And you got him. Lucky you. Are you lucky? Okie dokie. That's $2,700. Judgment for the plaintiff. We're done. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I do believe it was pretty fair.
Honestly, I think it was unfair.
I think he knows that he's wrong and he's embarrassed about it.
Honestly, I don't really care anymore.
Make sure next time someone has bail, I check to what it's for.
I don't care. She can go about her life. I don't care, honestly.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Thomas versus Cotto. Step forward.
Motorist Rhonda Thomas is suing Rosemary Cotto for car damage and medical expenses after she hit Rosemary's dog when it ran into the road.
I have a claim and a counterclaim. Ms. Thomas, you were in your car and the defendant's dog collided.
Correct.
And it is your claim that the defendant is responsible for the damage to your car. You had insurance that was a deductible.
Correct.
And it was a $500
yes,
deductible.
Ma'am.
And then you want some other nonsense, I don't know. Medical expenses, yours. Ms. Cotto says that actually you were not driving on the road. You had swerved into her driveway and that you were on her property and she wants you to pay the vet bills for the dog. I would like you to go over and show me on that chart. Show me where your car was and where the collision took place between your car and Ms. Cotto's dog.
So I was driving this way, and I, out of my peripheral vision, a black dog was running straight out of the driveway, right into the front portion of my car. Front.
I want you to take your finger, because there's a whole big hand there, and you're moving it around. Show me on there where the dog collided with your car. Point. Now you're on a line. You're not in the middle of a road. Now you're in the middle of a road.
Yes.
I don't know what that line was. The line looks like it's a walk path. Were you in the walk path?
I was not, Your Honor. I was right in the middle of the road.
Okay. And where were you going?
I was coming home from work.
What time?
It was approximately 4:15 on a Thursday, the 22nd of March.
And what was damaged on your car?
The underneath of my car, the black, I'm not sure what they call it, the, just the cover for everything under the hood was in the middle of the road behind me. The damage was some part of the light in front of my car, and also the front right bumper. And I have pictures if you'd like to
see.
I'd
like to see them. I would like you to make a circle on these pictures, please, where you say the dog caused damage.
Your Honor, it's hard to see because it's underneath the car. The primary damage was under the vehicle.
I would just like you to make a circle on where you say the dog caused damage.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Okay, your house is nowhere near the road. Now, I want you to point to me where she came up on your driveway and hit your dog.
This?
Now you can go back. It's a stupid story. I know it's a stupid story and you're sticking to it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Motorist Rhonda Thomas says Rosemary Cotto owes for car damage caused when she ran into Rosemary's dog after it darted into the street.
Now, don't give me all the pictures, just the picture of where you say the dog caused damage. Make a circle. That, don't make a circle of the whole picture. I don't want you to make a circle on the whole picture. I want you to circle the place where you say the dog did damage. Okay, first of all, what I'm telling you is that I don't believe the dog did this damage. That's old rust underneath the car.
Excuse me,
ma'am. It has nothing to do with the dog.
It's a 2017. It was a brand new car.
Somebody went over something in a grocery store or something. The dog didn't do this damage. The dog did this damage. In any event, you had the car fixed. You had a $500 deductible. You want her to pay it. You wouldn't have taken the car in for the other damage. Now, you say, no way. She came up on my driveway and hit my car. Now go over there. Ms. Cotto, go over there. Show me where your house is.
My home is here.
That's your house. No,
yes.
Just a second. No, that's your whole house. Make a finger around your whole house. That's your whole house, okay? It's nowhere, your house is nowhere near the road. Now, I want you to point to me where she came up on your driveway and hit your dog. I want you to show me.
This?
That's not your driveway. No, no, no. Now you can go back. It's a stupid story. I know it's a stupid story and you're sticking to it. So, you were coming home or your husband was coming home? You were coming home or your husband was coming home?
He was coming home. I was already home walking the dog.
That's right. And the dog got excited when your husband came home?
Yes.
Okay. And ran out of the house?
No. I was walking the dog. I had given the leash to my fiancé, and I went in to get the dog a treat, as I normally do after, you know, a walk. I give her a treat.
You have to pay the $500 deductible on her car.
I don't believe I should have to pay for the $500 deductible for damages that weren't done by my dog.
Yes. Your dog collided. You clearly say your dog collided with her car. You want me to believe that you were walking your dog and she went off the road into your driveway and hit your dog. That's what your answer says.
No, at that point, I was not walking my dog. I was done with the walk. I had given the dog.
Whoever was holding the dog, somebody was holding the dog. He was holding. Don't get pale. I'm not going to call on you. And he was holding the dog on a leash, and the plaintiff's car, Miss Thomas's car, came up on your driveway, because that's what you said in here. And he was holding the leash so hard, he had rope burns on his hand.
Ma'am, can I just show you the picture of my driveway? Because it does blend in very, it's very similar to the sidewalk and the ending of my driveway, which is what I was showing you here. It blends in.
I want you to tell me something. When you're driving down the road, unless you're telling me that you and the plaintiff share a driveway, she did not go up on your driveway to hit your dog.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You want me to call on you? I want you to be careful in what you say. You have family?
Yes.
You have parents?
Yes.
You have brothers and sisters?
Yes.
You have friends?
Yes.
You have a job?
Yes.
You sure you want me to call on you?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Motorist Rhonda Thomas says Rosemary Cotto owes for car damage caused when she ran into Rosemary's dog after it darted into the street.
So, unless you're telling me that you and the plaintiff share a driveway, she did not go up on your driveway to hit your dog.
No, but from what he's telling me, she clearly wasn't paying attention and was swerving into my driveway.
You want me to call on you? I want you to be careful in what you say. You have family? Do you have family?
Yes.
You have parents?
Yes.
You have brothers and sisters?
Yes.
You have friends?
Yes.
You have a job?
Yes.
You sure you want me to call on you?
Sure.
Go. Fairly, no. Sir. Right back Sorry. There. Tell me the story.
She handed me the leash. I was outside with my son.
She handed you the leash.
She handed me the leash.
You were outside with your son. Now, when she came, pay careful attention to me. She came home in a car.
Well, she was walking the dog.
Okay, you came home in a...
In my truck.
Truck.
Right.
And you pulled the truck into the driveway.
Correct. I was standing outside.
Just a second. How many cars do you have?
Two.
Is there a garage?
No.
So you pulled up right next to her car.
Yes.
Now, when you pull up right next to her car, normal people pull up as close to the entrance of the house as possible, because otherwise they have to walk. So when she parked as close to the house as she could, and you pulled up next to her, right?
Correct.
Good. Now, I want you to go over there.
Okay.
Go over there. I want you to point out where the entrance to the house is. The entrance, no, the en- not, that's the entrance to the road. I want you to point to the house.
Well, this...
We'll make a house. That's
okay,
the house.
The
no,
house...
no, no. Don't go there. House.
House is right here.
Well, she told me that her house was over there.
Well, the house is too far from the road, Your Honor. So the house is a little closer.
She didn't say that.
Show me
where the entrance is to the house.
Well,
no,
be,
on the house.
It would be right here.
On the house.
Right here.
Right there.
It would be right
now,
here.
Now I want you to show me where her... Pay attention. I want you to show me where her car was parked. Show me where... Point with your finger where her car...
Right here.
Her car was parked there. Now I want you to show me how deep you can drive into in that brown area. How far can you go? Not that way. The other way. Towards the entrance to the house. Towards the...
Right here.
Move your finger up that way.
Yep.
Right. So you can park there, sir.
Well, what I'm trying
sir,
to...
Sir, just answer my question. Then you can tell me your story.
Okay.
So you can park there near the entrance.
Yes, you could. You could park here.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
So I was standing outside with my son as she had handed me the leash. She went inside to get the dog a treat. I don't know if she was either texting or, if she wasn't paying attention, but she swerved and hit my dog.
Okay, go. The dog's okay.
Yeah, the dog's fine.
Thankfully,
good.
My dog
judgment
is okay,
for the
yes.
plaintiff in the amount of $500. Keep your dog on a leash. We're done.
My dog was on a leash.
We're
done.
I have a countersuit.
No, you don't. I mean, you have a countersuit. I ruled in her favor. She gets her deductible. It's your fault. Your dog was out of your control. We're done.
My dog was leashed, and
we're
I do have a countersuit.
We're done.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I'm pleased. I'm grateful that the dog is okay.
The fact that she claims my dog did damage that was previously done.
No, in fact, she asked me to give her money to take the dog to the vet.
It was only a puppy and it was leashed.
Clearly unleashed. He came flying at me.
Now I really hope she enjoys her 5 minutes of fame.
Be in control of your animals.
Yeah, no, the judge clearly saw damage that wasn't caused by my dog.
If this dog was killed, it would have been devastating.